baseball fans, the game is over. Welcome to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Well, it is almost a final as we await the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show coming up when it does officially go final. Welcome in, everybody. We're here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen and Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his name. Evan, my man. How are you?
Guess who's back? They couldn't keep me away. It took 4 years, but I made my way back.
That's right. We had to pull you away and get you in here because it needed to be done. Huge Brewers fan is Evan Heffelfinger. We've worked many, many postgame shows together, and I look forward to working with you again down the stretch here and into the postseason for sure. All right, so the Brewers chipping away. They just had two in the eighth inning. Joey Ortiz has four of these five RBIs. Brewers are down 7-5 heading into the ninth inning. And we'll get you right into postgame coverage as soon as this thing goes final. But, ooh, yeah, you thought for a while it was going to be 22-0 the other way. Dustin May just, I think he deserved a little bit better line. I mean, let's face it. However, you know, and the reason I say that is because not a lot of hard contact for him. Now, was he on? No. Threw a ton of pitches. He had 66 pitches through two innings of work. I mean, that tells you that despite soft contact, that it wasn't good. So, Evan, what is his line tonight in the couple of innings work for Dustin May? Because it wasn't pretty.
That is a phenomenal question. There was about 17 bloops, 12 blasts.
Yeah.
He went two innings, seven hits, seven runs, all earned, two walks, one strikeout.
7-7.
66 pitches, 41 strikes.
It just did not go right for him. One of those things. It's a lot like yesterday's game where you can say, hey, it's one of those things. You know, you're not going to put up 22 runs. But they're down in this one 7-5. They were down 7-0. And you start cracking away, just chipping away. And Joey Ortiz, a big part of that. However, I think the Brewers should have had more runs in this. It was a little painful at times. The one inning, you had bases loaded with nobody out, and you got a sac fly. That's painful. And I'm not ripping on the team, man, because, you know, they still could win this game. They're in a position where it wouldn't take a lot. I mean, it's not like you're looking for four or five runs to come back. But, you know, you lose this game, and we're going to say, well, it's consistency again. We're going to say the offense didn't come through with runners in scoring position. I believe 2-for-9. Base runners in every inning of this game. Painful ways to score. You scored on a double play ground ball. You scored on a sac fly. And that's just tough. So, but you got to credit this team for battling back a little bit here and putting themselves in a situation to win this ball game. The other thing that you could take away from this would be you didn't go high leverage in the back end of that bullpen. So again, that'll be the third consecutive day in which they didn't have to go to McGill. So credit D.L. Hall, Bryce Wilson, Ulysses S. Grant Anderson. So again, Brewers looking to win this one by chipping away. I mean, if you're going to fall 4-0 in a ball game, might as well make it in the first inning. Now, speaking of the first inning, how mad were Brewers fans? And we'll get some feedback once this thing goes final. How mad were Brewers fans at William Contreras in this one, in that first inning? I mean, overall, I love Wild Bill. But that first inning, he blew through both ABS challenges. One of them wasn't even close. I mean, I don't know what he was looking for on the one. The other one I could see a little bit. Then once you get, I believe, nope, that's going to be a hit. But I believe Logan Gilbert had 23 pitches in that bottom of the first inning and really scuffling, you know, with his control, although the Brewers didn't get much off him in that first, but William came up. And if the game plan was to work Gilbert, apparently Wild Bill did not get that memo because it was a first pitch flyout. So he burns through both ABS and a first pitch flyout after Gilbert had 23 pitches. So he ended up with 24. They still worked him, but yet he still went the distance in this one, or went deep in this one. So that could have been a little bit of a tipping point there as the Brewers started scratching away at this thing. But Joey Ortiz, a two-run home run, had a base hit, had a sack fly. He's got four RBIs of the five for the Brewers in this one. And the Brewers are trying to get out of the top half of the ninth inning to give them a comeback. We'll take a quick break here and come back and get you updated as this thing moves along. Will it be a big comeback tonight? We'll find out. As the Brewers are down now 7-5 in the top of the ninth inning. Cubs did lose today, so your opportunity with a little bit of a rally in that ninth inning. Maybe somebody walks it off. We'll find out next. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show coming up as soon as this one goes final, live here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios.
Broadcasting live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. It is the bottom of the ninth. There's already one out for the Brewers, and it's Bowers up. And that would be two outs now. Ooh, 0 for 5 with four. Does he have four strikeouts in this one? Welcome back. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the way, live here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen, Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his name, Evan Heffelfinger. Evan, I believe Bowers 0 for 5 with... I believe that's game.
It is a final.
It is a final from American Family Field, and the results are not good as the Mariners get the series tied at a game apiece, a 7-5 final. Welcome in, everybody. Now officially the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Yeah, the Brewers had some base runners to do some damage. They did put up five runs, four of those knocked in by one Joey Ortiz. Joey. All right, so raise your hand if you said yesterday, save some runs for tomorrow. Because you always do in a game like that, and that always comes out. Want to get your reaction on this one. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. Dustin May, wow. Two innings of work, 66 pitches. 36 in the first, giving up four runs, three runs allowed through 30 pitches in the second. That's all he had. Seven runs on seven hits allowed from Dustin May. And now retrospectively, we look back at that first couple of innings. That was your ball game. I mean, most times if you give up seven runs in the first two innings, you're going to lose that game. Now, the Brewers chipped away at this. Joey Ortiz, a two-run home run. Joey had a sack fly. I mean, you did chip away here, and you made it a game. But 2-for-9 runners in scoring position. You had base runner at least one in every inning until that ninth inning. You went down in order in the ninth inning. In a span of two innings, you had five base runners, and you scored one run in that inning. So this is what we're talking about when there are concerns with a team that is 30 games over 500 at 79-49. after this loss. That doesn't mean you can't have some concerns, because, I mean, that's where's the bar at? Is the bar just to do it this way and get the wins, no matter how it looks? Pat Murphy, in today's pregame, I'm going to play this for you in just a couple of minutes here. Pat Murphy said they're not playing their best baseball, but yet you look up and you say, whoa, that's, you know, is that all that matters? I'm not being negative. I'm just, if I'm negative, then Murphy is too. Because he said they're not playing their best baseball. I think they're pitching. You can't hardly pitch any better than your pitching staff this year. I mean, they've been dynamite, both bullpen and their starting rotation. Whoever that might be. Has there been some bumps in the road? For sure. But in terms of their defense, you impressed with their defense? They're a decent defensive team, sure. Are they a stellar defensive team like they've been the last couple of years? I don't think so. Are they still winning games despite it? Yes. Offensively, can they be a little bit more consistent? For sure. And you saw it between yesterday and today. 22 on the board and just having some fun yesterday and today. Base runners all over the place and you can't get runs in. You're going to call that just baseball? That's fine. I get it. A lot of people would. But how do they look to you after being 30 games over 500? Do you think they're playing really good baseball to warrant that 79-49? They have got to be doing something right. A lot of things right. The mark of a great team is winning when you're not playing your best ball, whatever sport you're in. And I still don't think they're playing their best baseball. Want to get your reaction? Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. Can you say they're playing their best baseball throughout all of these games, the 30 games over, the 49 losses, the 79 wins? Do you think you add them all up? 138 games? Is that what it is? I just did math quickly, Evan.
147? 127? That wasn't... We didn't
35
go to school
for that. Left, right?
Yeah. It was 126 coming into today.
Okay. So through all those games, can you say they're playing their best baseball collectively? My answer is no. I mean, And so why don't we get to... We'll get to what Murphy said pregame. By the way, if you're just tuned in, it's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. You might hear a different voice. His name is Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his name. Heffelfinger. In fact, there's some lineage for Evan Heffelfinger, I'll tell you next hour, that is quite impressive, honestly. I had it as a news and note some years ago. All right, we'll get to some calls here in just a little bit. But the Brewers, if you're just tuning in, 34,564. I mean, 36 last night, 34 tonight, a Tuesday and a Wednesday night in mid-August against the Seattle Mariners. I don't see the Seattle Mariners traveling well with their fan base. I did hear some. But, man, that is impressive. All right, so let me play this Pat Murphy cut from pregame. And this might lend to our conversation here. If you think they're playing their best ball, because I get accused of being negative a lot. Well, okay, that's fine. I mean, I'll live. But here's what Pat Murphy had to say pregame today.
We haven't accomplished anything yet, but to this point, I don't think we've played great. You know, like we haven't really gelled. We haven't really come together. And I don't know, there's so much that I see that needs to improve. And yet you look up and everybody's saying, wow, I love the way you play. And I look funny and I look behind me and see if they're talking to someone else. You know, like, really? Because maybe I'm too critical. Maybe I'm Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. But I do trust the team. And that means I trust they're going to show up tonight to play.
Yeah. I mean, there it is. I'm going to play just the beginning part of that again. Just turn that up just a little bit so it rings true. Listen to Murph here. This is exactly what I've been saying for a while here. That's what's frustrating about it. Tim Allen went off on the Brewers again the other night. Okay, well, that's just me being emotional. But my point is, they're not playing their best baseball. They're not, and I know what's in them. Look at the names on these jerseys. Look at the names in this lineup. Look at the names in the starting rotation. Look at the names in that bullpen. They should be playing better. I'm not complaining about 30 games over 500. Trust me on that. I'm just making a point that you're always in an effort to be better, number one. But I think more to the point is the record doesn't necessarily indicate their best baseball. Here's Murph again. Check it out.
We haven't accomplished anything yet, but to this point, I don't think we've played great. You know, like we haven't really gelled. We haven't really come together. And I don't know, there's so much that I see that needs to improve.
All right, so that right there, so much that needs to improve. I don't think we're playing great baseball. Most people would look at that record and say, dude, come on. You're playing great baseball. You're 79. You have the best record in baseball. You're playing great baseball. So see the difference? All right, do we have time to squeeze in a call here, Evan, or no? We don't. Okay. So we'll take a break, and then we'll have a full segment to get to your reaction here. Do you believe they're playing good baseball? Hey, last night was a bubble up. That's great, and we had some fun with it. Tonight, 7-5 loss. You had a bubble up with a bad outing out of your starter. Those things will happen. But just overall, do you agree with Murph that they're not playing their greatest of baseball and that he's seeing things that need to improve? All right, Nicolay Law talking text line at 414-677-1250. Good news is the Chicago Cubs lost. They got shut out by the White Sox on, what, two hits? Is that what they had? Two hits? That's all they had was two hits? Good.
Yep, only two.
Good for them. That's good for them. It shows you how an offense can shut off. Any offense can shut off a little bit. But being consistent is where I'm coming from. And this, certainly, I think that's the biggest. You know, people had asked me at the halfway mark, 81-game mark. People asked me at the All-Star break, what's the biggest concern? What's going on? It's the consistency of the offense for me. That's it. That's really the only concern I have. Well, outside of injuries have been really damaging for this team. And that's another thing to think about when you're 30 games over 500 and you have stacked up injuries like that. So 414-677-1250, 34,564 at American Family Field as the Brewers lose game two of this three-game series. It does kind of punch up this game tomorrow as a little more important. Take the series. Want to feel good about taking the series after coming out of L.A.? Take another series. Head into this Atlanta series. But that's what we're talking about, playing what you see as good baseball, great baseball. Murph doesn't think so. I don't think so offensively. I think outside of that, I think it's pretty great. So I may disagree with him a little bit on that. I see their pitching staff as, man, really good. Their offense, just inconsistent. That's it. Just level that thing off, and you got something. All right, 7-5 loss. You're listening to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen with the new guy, Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his name. We'll talk Brewers baseball after the break. Stick around.
Baseball fans, the game is over.
Ball game over!
Welcome to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
We haven't accomplished anything yet, but to this point, I don't think we've played great. You know, like we haven't really gelled, we haven't really come together. I don't know, there's so much that I see that needs to improve, and yet you look up and everybody's saying, wow, I love the way you play. And I look funny and I look behind me and see if they're talking to someone else. You know, like, really? Because maybe I'm too critical. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know, but I do trust the team. And that means I trust they're going to show up tonight to play.
Yeah, there's Pat Murphy prior to the game tonight, a 7-5 loss. Welcome in, Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen and Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his name. The 7-5 loss, you were buried early, kind of dug your way out of this thing a little bit. Had opportunities. I mean, you were one swing. How many occasions were they one swing away just from, boom, you're going to win this game? Down 7-0 in this one. So not a loser mentality. They did battle back. I'm not saying that that means anything, but Joey Ortiz, can we play a Joey Ortiz 2-run home run? We need something happy. Evan, can you play a Joey Ortiz 2-run shot?
Gladly.
He had 4 RBIs.
Ball's hit well to left. Joey O sending it deep. Joey O sending it out of here. He stays hot. 2-run home run comes with 2 outs. Birdie hits the slide and the Brewers are on the board.
Does anybody want to look at Joey Ortiz and his batting average this year? I know Evan does. Let's get an official count after this game tonight. Look at his batting average. The last year plus, we've been saying, man, if Joey Ortiz can, if he could just hit 240 or 250, we'd take it. And what's he at now?
After tonight's game, he is at 252.
252 for Joey Ortiz. And, okay, so you just heard from Pat Murphy there. That's really kind of the question after the 7-5 loss is, do you think they're playing great baseball to indicate a 30 games over 500 mark? 79-49. I'm not sure you can call it great. Only because the offense is just a little inconsistent. That's the deal. Become more consistent, you got a deal. All right, just a quick game recap. Dustin May. Well, he's had better days. Now, I'm not making excuses, but there wasn't a lot of hard contact off him, but he wasn't sharp at all at the same time. That's a little bit of a recipe for disaster, and that's what it was. 2 innings, 66 pitches, 7 runs on 7 hits, and he was it wasn't good. So you're down 7-0. You start coming back. You just heard the 2-run shot from Ortiz. He knocked in 4 of these 5 runs. Can someone help Jorge Ohtani's out a little bit? Bottom of the first inning, they're working Logan Gilbert. He's got 23 pitches in the bottom of the first inning. Heavy counts all over the place. And William Contreras swings at the first pitch. Ooh, that was tough for me. That was a tough pill for me to swallow. Secondly, top half of the first inning, I should have went in order, honestly. William burns through both ABS challenges. That might have been the roughest first inning I've ever seen Wild Bill do. That was a tough one. So you knew things were a little bit funky tonight. Nicolay Law talking text line at 414-677-1250. Chase, you're going to be our leadoff hitter. What's going on, Chase?
What's up, Tim? How you doing, buddy?
Well, more important how you are.
All right. So, Tim, I do feel that it does matter that we battled back and showed fight because I feel the best teams do that. They never quit clawing, and it just shows the character of the team. We got lots of heart, and I think that, you know, we all saw May struggle as a Brewer, but now we get to see how he responds to adversity as a Brewer. And I feel with a little bit of help, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Hook, that they're going to make the necessary adjustments. We all know he's got nasty stuff. And then the bullpen, well, I feel it was just absolutely nails. I kind of squirm when I see Grant Anderson coming in. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but he was great. And to give up
DL Hall.
No runs.
Hall was dynamite tonight as well.
Him too, and he's had his struggles recently. So, I mean, yeah, I think that's maybe the silver lining of the game is the seven innings pitched and no runs in the bullpen. And then Ortiz becoming a freaking complete player right in front of our eyes.
No
I've
doubt.
I've had more confidence in the guy.
No doubt. And so, Chase, you see how the catch-22 is here? If I say what Murphy said right there, then some people would say, why are you being kind of negative? They're 30 games over 500. What are you talking about, Tim? But since Murph says it, it's okay. But that's the catch-22. How can you say the best record in baseball and a 30-game over mark is not playing great and he sees a bunch of things to improve on?
Yeah, it's because he sees their potential. He sees them every single day. He knows what he's got. And they haven't even put it all together yet. That's scary for everybody else. That's not us. That's scary for the Cubs, scary for the Dodgers. We are so freaking good. And he sees it.
Yeah.
And the sky is the limit, Tim. It really
is.
Well,
they got to start hitting. And I believe they will at the right time. I don't know if I have much to go on outside of my gut and my just being in love with the Brewers to go on. Like Yelich, for example. I think he'll get going. I do, down the stretch. I don't know when, but I think he'll get going.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you, and I love your gut. I love your gut, Tim.
Weighs 193 pounds. Thank you, Chase. All right, thanks, man. We'll talk again. 414-677-1250 on the Nicolay Law Talk and text line as the Brewers fall 7-5 to the text line, Evan Heffelfinger.
From Ken in River West, the Joey chants were strong in the ballpark tonight. Ortiz is looking great at the plate. Hard to disagree from that. One that you will be interested in, from the 414, Tim, how long do we say they aren't playing their best baseball? Said it last year, too. Is it just who they are? I think so. Going to have to figure it out.
It just might not look pretty. Is that the deal? They win ball games without it looking dominating at times. Well, they just win. I mean, if you're gonna measure a baseball team, don't you have to start with wins? I think you do. Although it may point out a team that's a little vulnerable when you have to kick, scratch, scrape, and fight for every single win. Is that a good virtue? Is that the mark of a great team? It's tough. It's really tough. I called it a catch-22. It kind of is. You're 30 games over 500. Does it look like it for those of you that watch every game, which I'm assuming is most of our audience right now? You probably watch most every single game. And if you don't, if you happen to miss one or two, you read all about it. You may record it. You may check the game logs. You're going to check out the box score. You're going to check out the game stories, how exactly this thing went down. But, I mean, for those of you that watch every single game, if 10 years ago, if I would have said, describe a team in mid-August that has the best record in baseball and is 31 games over 500, would you describe this team? It's another way to put it. I don't think I'd describe this one. And I'm not knocking them. I'm just loving the fact that they're winning without playing their best ball. But as the texter said, is this just who they are now? This is just who they are. All right, back to the Nicolay Law Talking text line, 414-677-1250. Rick, what's going on? You're next on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show.
How's it going, Tim?
What's up?
Hey, what was really clutch today by that comeback, they had to use their closers, and we haven't used ours in 3 days.
There you go.
And we play a day game tomorrow. That is very key.
Yeah, no, that is. And I mentioned that before the game was over. We were on a little after 9:30. And you had the off day Monday. You didn't use them yesterday. Didn't use them today. That's where D.L. Hall and Bryce Wilson came in.
Yes, and Joey, I'm very happy for him. He's staying with it. He's, man, you never know. You might have to bat second pretty soon, huh?
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, if he God, you're taking everybody else around. But I just want to say that it was tough for that arm, that our starter tonight. But he had a bump in the road and not a lot of our hit balls, and he was just getting frustrated. You could tell.
Yeah, well, he is an emotional pitcher.
Yes, he is.
And that's just sometimes. I'm not going to tell anybody to let emotions go and curb them because I can't control mine. But Rick, right. thanks for the call. Yeah, that is a good point. They didn't use their leverage, guys, and so you've got a shorter ball game tomorrow, if you know what I mean. Make sure you have the lead seventh, eighth inning. You're probably going to win that ball game. 414-677-1250, Nicolay Law Talk and Text Line to Noah. Noah, what's going on? You understand the, not a dilemma, but sort of this catch-22 that I'm in. Murph says they're not playing great baseball and sees a lot of things to improve on, yet they're 30 games over 500.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that, like, this is a very great team. And it's a very great team who has not fully hit their stride at any point all season. And I mean, it was said earlier in the show, you know, that that was kind of said of them last year. The thing is that last year, that's not really true. I mean, this is a team last year that had, what, three win streaks of 10 games or more? Or something like that. Like
that's
a team that if you're putting those streaks together, you're rolling. This team has never done that this season. You know, we've seen them go through stretches where they're winning a lot of games in stretches. You know, where they going into the Cubs series back in like May, they were like 21-25 or something like that. They were really good. But, like, there's never been a point where these guys have just, like, rolled off a stretch where you're just, like, they are clicking on all cylinders right now. And that's the thing, and that's why I see where Murph is coming from. And if you take a look, too, at, like, results, I mean, take a look at some of the games that we've seen in the last month and a half. I mean, clunkers, like, to the Giants, to the Pirates, you know, like, there have been games where the Brewers have just gotten boat raced. So, like, it's hard to say that you're playing your best baseball if you're getting boat raced three times in a month and a half.
But 79-49, that's the tough thing. I mean,
yeah. I mean,
are we only supposed to point out the positives? I guess that would be another question.
I think we can be honest and we can look at it both ways. Like, and that's why I say that, like, this is a really great baseball team because of the fact that they are 30 games above 500. And I think we can also be honest and look at the results, both the eye test and even look at things statistically where we're like, they are not where they need to be. You look at guys like Contreras and Yelich and Garrett Mitchell. Bryce Turang hasn't necessarily been really hot lately. He's been solid, but, like, you've got guys, Churio, you know, Churio had that really great weekend in Milwaukee, and that carried over a little bit, but, like, he hasn't really been that good since then, even, and he was not playing well before then. So, like, if you look at, like, the results that you're seeing, both in, like, the game box scores, but then also look at, like, what the guys on this roster are doing, particularly the guys who are supposed to be key guys in this lineup. And again, it goes back to offense because the bullpen, it has been much maligned at points and justly so at points in the season. The rotation is super solid. The bullpen's come together. This offense is inconsistent.
That's it.
And there's also been times, too, where you've seen games where the Brewers just play uncharacteristically. Mistakes on the base pass, mistakes in the field. Like, they do things that the Brewers, and those have been the games that we've generally gotten boat raced.
And thank you, Noah. I got a scoop. But that stretch, a winning streak last year, 8-gamer, 11-gamer, 14-gamer. I mean, that was just amazing. They're one stretch away from taking this whole shebang, right? And not having to worry about you know, that team to the South, or another team getting the one seed. You put one of those together, and their starting pitching is pitched good enough to do that. In fact, I'll go you one further. Really, Harrison, if you look at the drop ball from Jiwon Bae out in San Diego, just a couple of different things go right. They had late leads in San Diego. They had the drop ball in Harrison. Gasser pitched deep in the one loss in L.A. They could be on that streak right now, winning, what, 12 of 13 or something. You know, something really good. And again, are they going to do that? I don't know. With this offense, if it's more consistent, the timing might be just fantastic for this year. I mean, it may not be any better. Those of you, someone just earlier today dropped off at my house. They said they were cleaning their basement. Evan, you ever find things in your basement when you're cleaning?
Oh, most definitely.
Cool stuff.
It takes 3 weeks to clean a bedroom because there's just too much fun stuff in there.
Look at this. I don't know if you can see this. There he is, right there.
Oh, yeah.
That is?
That's Prince. I have that exact bobblehead on my desk at home.
That this is, I want to say 2008? Yeah. 2008 Prince Fielder bobble. Could this be the good luck charm now? They get on a roll?
I think so.
Maybe. Maybe. All right, Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. Brewers fall 7-5. That's really, I just think it's a decent conversation to have about this team, 30 games over 500. Really, I mean, when you think about it, the whole season, you know, collectively, pretty much box to wire, to use a racing term. Never in peril, in jeopardy of having a down year. Did you ever think that? They were 13-13 at one point this year. And after that, they just kind of got going, adjusted. They had a bunch of injuries, rash of injuries early. Kind of adjusted things a little bit. And they got on their winning ways, started winning their ball games, creeping up on that 10-game over mark. Then we get to 15. Can we get to 17? 17. Do I hear 17? Blew by 17. Flew by 20 games over 500. Can we get to 22, 24, 26? They're sitting at 30 games over 500, and they're not even playing their best baseball. And I'm not being negative about that. That's just the reality of it. Some aspects of this team are just dynamite. And the starting pitcher pitching, despite what happened tonight, you know, has been just incredible. What are they ranked? Top five pretty much all year long in the starting, at least the last 3 months. Top five in collective ERA.
Still are. Right now, they're, I believe, yeah, they're second in the league. I don't know if it counts tonight's game, but they're second to the Yankees with a 3.43 team ERA.
And no matter what your offense, when you have that kind of ERA, you're going to be in all these games, and you're going to win a bunch of them because of it. Now, think about, man, this offense, when this offense gets rolling, oh, I mean, we're talking a different, a whole new ball game at that point. All right, we're going to hear from Pat Murphy coming up. More from Pat Murphy. I played a couple of times the clip there from the pregame, and it got me to thinking when I was listening to the leadoff show, hearing that, you know, that is an interesting way to put it, that people look at the way Murphy's team goes, and they say, wow, look at the way you play. Yet Murphy says, oh, it's not that great. It's not great. We have a bunch of things to improve on. He talked about, in his pregame, the baseball smarts, the acumen of a ball player. He wants to see some improvement on that, too. I haven't noticed any. I mean, over the years, you guys know – that I point out the real simple stuff. Don't make the simple stuff more difficult. I really haven't noticed any dumb plays. Have you, Evan, this year?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. There's going to be errors, but nothing that was like aggressively bad.
Or mental errors, right. I mean, I think there's been some strategic errors, and that is, William, can you just wait a pitch or two, see what Logan does to you in the bottom of the first inning after he's got 20 billion pitches, and you want to work that pitch count up? That's the best they've got. Get him out of the game. That sort of strategic thing I've seen this year, but not really the Julio Rodriguez play from yesterday. Forgetting outs, things like that. I really haven't, none come to mind. I'm not saying they haven't happened, but none come to mind. All right, we'll get to Pat Murphy, see what he has to say about a 7-5 Brewers win. They're down 7-0 in this one, and they start chipping away. Joey Ortiz, pretty much the whole offense tonight, had 4 RBIs in this one. Brewers running and runners in scoring position, I'm going to say since the All-Star break or a little bit before, has not been good. Has not been good at all. I don't know if we can find that sort of ranking, but we'll take a look during the break. Murphy on the other side here. Tim Allen and the new guy, Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his real name, Heffelfinger. And really quick before the break, did you know, there's a little fast fact about Evan Heffelfinger. What would it be, your great-great-grandfather or great-great-great-grandfather?
I have the lineage, but it would take more time to explain it than how close we are. We're somewhat related.
Pudge Heffelfinger goes down as the first professional football player. So the dude first to get paid to play the game of football. Isn't that something? The last name, you got his football card?
I do. I have one at home, yeah.
No kidding.
One of my grandpa's prized possessions. It's probably like a reprint from who knows when, but yeah, we have like a book, we have a card, we've got everything that there is. That's probably all there is. Wow,
that is cool. All right, Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. And we'll hear from Pat Murphy next after this 7-5 loss.
The game is over, and it's time to hear from the skipper on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's first time throwing to William, first time. Not first time. Is it first time throwing to William? No. Was first time throwing to William. That's right. It didn't seem like when things were going wrong. I mean, first ball of the game, Terang makes that play most of the time. It's a great play. He makes it all the time. Rosarena hits a blooper in the center, first and second. Canzone drills a ball in the gap. That's the hard hit ball. Then he got carried away with walk. And then Ward bloops one in, and we're down 3-0. It's just a tough first inning. Gives up one hard contact, but he got himself in trouble, went 35, almost 40 pitches. He walked some people. He just didn't have his good stuff. But with all that, he had given up one hard contact. And came out the next inning, same thing. Donovan gets an infield hit, hits a Rosarena. Canzone gets a dumper, sack fly. You know, all of a sudden it's 7-0. So, you know, he gave up 2 infield hits, 3 bloopers, and he walked 2 and hit 1. He'll be the first to tell you it's not a good outing for him, but he only gave up 2 hard contacts. I just don't think he had his fastball command. He didn't have the good cutter, and he got backed into a corner a bunch. So unfortunate, a little bit unlucky. We had good at-bats on the other side. Bryce leads off the game with a 11-pitch walk. It was unbelievable bat. Steal second, but Churio swings at ball 4. Bowers has a long at bat, lines out, and then same with the next inning. We got ourselves in a good situation, got a couple runs back, and then when we loaded the bases, whatever inning that was, we just couldn't come up with a big hit there. Then we do it again. get a couple runs, and then head into a double play on a 2-0 pitch. So, yeah, it was a valiant effort to come back. I'm proud of our guys. You know, they came back. They battled. We had some youthful at-bats in there. When we're trying to make a comeback, that doesn't help. But the pen was outstanding. Anderson, D.L. Hall, Wilson, Senza, you know, to give us 7 innings of shutout was gave us a chance to win the game. We had a tying run at the plate. So,
Dustin didn't get a swing and miss until I think the last batter. What was unusual in the call?
He was behind in the count. Nearly every hitter didn't command his stuff for sure. I mean, he didn't have command of anything. So that usually that good cutter that brings about that sets up a sweeper or a high heater at 98. But he didn't get to those pitches because he was behind.
Hoover's last 2 at bats, you got thrown into kind of some big situations there, and it seemed like he wasn't able to get a good swing on the fastball. It's just, like, yeah. What did you read in those last 2 at bats?
Yeah, he didn't have good at bats. I mean, we've seen him have good at bats in big situations, but he's a young player, you know, just like Lara in the bases loaded situation. You know, it's really unfortunate. He let the pitch before that might have been a ball. We were out of challenges, another tough thing. The pitch before that might have been a ball, I don't know. But he let that really bother him. Then we went to the next pitch and he wasn't as focused, check swing. You know, again, that's a youthful mistake. He came back the next time and had a great at-bat. So Pratt's last 2 at-bats just left his own and left his own, you know. So young players, those kids are 21. So sometimes in this league when you're 21, you make those kind of mistakes. Chirio's made them. Same thing. He's done the same thing. So they'll have to learn from it. The good thing about that, you know, Mitchell was really sore today and wasn't available unless there's an emergency. We're hoping he's available tomorrow. But, you know, I thought, hey, leave Pratt in there and if we brought in a lefty there to hit, they would bring the left-handed pitcher. So, not that sometimes you like that matchup, but I thought good experience for him. It didn't work out.
Kirk, you mentioned the being out of challenges there, losing both of them in the top of the first innings. Did that lead to, like, a conversation at all with?
Well, here's the thing, if he's right on those, we don't say a word. You know what I mean? If he's right, we don't say a word. He's trying to keep May from struggling. He's trying to get him on track. So I understand it, that you went out of the box to do that and with runners in scoring position or whatever it was, but or one was would have taken it to strike 3 maybe, or no, I'm not sure, but you know, he was wrong on both. It didn't seem like they were that close. Sometimes you have a bad view. It's based, you know, it's not just the same strike zone. It's based on how they, you know, the actual kid's height and that type of thing. So sometimes it's harder than you think. He's been really good at it, and now today he wasn't. But I know he was a little more anxious to try to help May get started, you know?
How did Mitchell do that for
me? He has no idea. So.
Say you thought
you'd have
him back tomorrow?
We, at the end of the night last night, he said, I'm going to be fine. And the trainer said, hey, we'll check him out tomorrow. He's moving much better right now. It's not broken. They scanned it. He got here today and he was more swollen or was hurting worse. And he ran around down it. It felt like in an emergency he could play, but no more than that. And then we'll find out for tomorrow.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Okay, there he is, Pat Murphy, after the 7-5 loss. And I think he summed it up pretty well there. Bases loaded. That Lara, AB. Ooh, he looked a little overmatched right there. Now, the Cooper Pratt stuff is, you know, a young ball player. But you know, offensively, you're looking for that hit. You're looking for that hit. Seemingly, that hit a lot of times in a tight ball game goes to the other guys, and they get 2-run doubles like they did in the first inning. He gave the Brewers a two-run double in this game. Just one extra base hit in a key moment. They may win this ball game, but that's the thing about this offense. Now, he talked about William Contreras there. He skipped over the first pitch swinging, and that's tough to take the bat out of a guy's hand. You got to let him go. You got him, let him go do your thing. There's certain, you know, situations where there's a team at bat, you got to wait for a strike, and, you know, those situations come up. The ABS, however, I mean, that at times between him and Sanchez, boy, they get on these ABS things way too early in my book. You got to keep one. What happened to the strategy on this stuff? You need to keep one for late in a ball game. And that just has not been happening lately. They've been on a bad roll. But William Contreras, one of the text messages we got on the Nicolay Law Talking text line at 414-677-1250, said check out his numbers since the Venezuelan earthquake. Was that it, Evan?
Yeah, since June 24th. And it's not great. He's hitting 198, getting on base at a 290 clip. It's 340 slugging, which is really bad for him. 630 OPS over 44 games, so it's not a small sample size.
No, that's a third of a season, really. So who's doing worse in that time frame, June 21st? Well, I should say, we'll keep it positive. Who's doing better since June 24th, Yelich or Contreras, in that same time frame from that period, so the last, you know, 45 games or so. Because those are the guys that I think will get going at the right time. I got a feeling they'll get going at the right time. I do. And I'm going to trust that they will. You're not going to bench either one of these guys, including Yelich. You're not benching him. You're going to roll that dice, and you're going to hope for the best for these guys. All right, so Christian Yelich in that same time frame?
You will never believe it. He's worse. He's hitting 190, OPS of 609. So they're in the same ballpark,
they sure are,
but
yeah,
definitely worse.
Wow. So those are the two guys. Maybe the timing is going to come around by the time, you know, younger dudes, Lara and Cooper Pratt, start, you know, getting some reps here and coming up a little bit larger. That's the same time that Yelich and Contreras just go to baseline. I mean, we're not asking them to be MVPs right now. Just go to baseline. Hook up with Bowers. Hook up with what Terang has done this year. Hook up with Churio. I think you'll see a little bit better offense, or at least more consistent offense down the stretch here. All right, Dustin May. Yeah, not good. I mean, the walks, I think in that first inning, the walks got me more than anything. There was a lot of soft contact. But let's hear from Dustin May after his two-inning performance.
Dustin, a long first inning like that, when it's a lot of just like bloops and soft contact, kind of what do you make of the results that they were able to get?
There was a lot of stuff that I could have executed better. But this is one of those outings where, like, you can't be super frustrated with yourself just because you didn't really give up any hard contact on stuff. So, like, you were still beating guys, but they were just putting it where we marked tonight.
What did the post start? When you go back tomorrow, if you do, how do you assess an outing like that?
It's not tomorrow yet, so I don't know.
Dustin, was any pitch in particular to tough time commanding it?
I mean, it was all very mediocre command tonight. There was some stuff that I left arm side. There was a couple pulls, but I felt for the most part I made some pretty good pitches and needed counts to get some weak contact. It just didn't work out.
Were they any more patient than maybe they had shown on tape or anything like that, or was it just a matter of not having maybe the command you wanted?
No, I mean, like I said, I thought the command was okay. I definitely didn't get ahead of guys as I would like to, but I felt like for the most part it was fine. Yeah.
when they're getting those contacts and putting balls where the defense is, and how do you keep just your mentality up and trying to battle there?
Yeah, I've had a lot of these type of outings this year, unfortunately. It's just one of those things where you just kind of got to put your head down and try and execute the next pitch and hope for a better result.
As you're watching your guys kind of chip away, especially Joey with the big night,
yeah.
Does that game start to feel like
it's gonna happen? I never thought we were fully out of it. I know the guys have been swinging it well here recently, so there was definitely a shot for us coming back to it, but I gave up too many runs in two innings, and we weren't able to get all the way back.
Was there a conversation about going out for more, or were you kind of done?
No, they told me I was done. I mean, that was 70 pitches in two innings is quite a lot.
Yeah, there he is, Dustin May. Seven runs down after a couple of innings. You're still sort of in the game, kind of. It's that early. And like I said a couple of minutes ago, man, one big hit. Give me that one. Wow. Dang. All right. That's tough. I want to check out during the break here the runners in scoring position before we check out here in a few minutes, because that I think is where this is coming to with the offense. See where that is in terms of league average. I would say it's probably not far from league average. I don't believe in the second half it's anywhere near the top of the league. That's for sure. But all right, so we'll take a break and check that out for you. This portion of the program is brought to you by G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance in sports. You want a teammate who's been there before in Wisconsin? That teammate is G2 Insurance Services. They aren't just an agency, they're your friend in insurance. Whether you're a business owner needing a specialized BOP or a homeowner protecting your family, G2 builds relationships on honesty and value. From auto and home to complex commercial coverage, Tom and the team at G2 have been the neighborhood pros since 2004. Don't get caught without a game plan. Call G2 Insurance Services today at 262-784-0644 or visit g2ins.com. G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. It was a 7-5 loss. A little bit of good news in Sal Frelick. Played in the minors tonight, 2-for-5, had a home run, an RBI single as well. So he should return here within, I would say, the next few days or so. So that is good news as Brewers on the mend to some degree. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen, Evan Heffelfinger, yes, that's his name, after the 7-5 loss. Well, I'll leave you with a positive note. Grabbed a stat that makes the Brewers runners in scoring position stat look really good. OPS with runners in scoring position, the Brewers rank 6th. We'll take that, right? I mean, but as of late, They need to pick it up. That's going to do it for us here. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen, Evan Heffelfinger. It's game 3, series on the line tomorrow. A 1:10 first pitch, and that'll be the leadoff show getting you ready at noon. And after the game, it's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show all along the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. And is tomorrow elevated to be a little bit bigger game? Yeah, the series on the line. Get back to 31 games over. Put a little more pressure on those other guys chasing the Milwaukee Brewers. So, we'll see you tomorrow after the game. More Brewers conversation throughout the day here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. For Evan Heffelfinger, my name is Tim Allen. Once again, the final tonight. 7-5, there'll be better days. And let's see, Sparky tomorrow afternoon. Who's got that leadoff show? That's at the Explorium Pub, the Mason Crosby Show. That's Mitch Nellis, right? Yes, it is. All right, and he'll get you ready for game 3 at noon. And in the meantime, you guys have a great rest of your night. And remember, as always, smile, Wisconsin. Bob Uecker is smiling back.